Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Thomas Sowell Reader is a comprehensive compilation capturing the breadth and depth of one of America's most influential economists and social theorists, Thomas Sowell. This anthology brings together a selection of Sowell's most insightful and provocative writings, spanning the entire scope of his illustrious career. The volume serves not only as an introduction to Sowell's fundamentally transformative ideas on economics, social policy, history, and race, but also as a testament to his unparalleled ability to simplify complex concepts and make them accessible to a broader audience. Through essays, columns, and excerpts from his numerous books, this collection reveals Sowell's critical and analytical thinking on various pressing issues that society faces, thereby showcasing his enduring relevance in today's socio-political discourse. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of government in society. One of the cardinal themes throughout the Thomas Sowell Reader is Sowell's critique of government intervention in the market and society at large. Sowell articulates a vision of limited government, positing that many of the problems government attempts to solve often exacerbate the very issues they aim to ameliorate or create new problems altogether. Through various essays and analyses, Sowell examines the adverse consequences of such interventions in sectors like housing, healthcare, and education. He argues that government policies often fail to take into account the complexity of economic systems and human behavior, leading to unintended outcomes that could have been avoided with more market freedom and individual responsibility. Secondly, economic fallacies and myths. Another significant thread running through Sowell's anthology is the debunking of prevalent economic fallacies and myths that persist in public discourse. Sowell employs empirical evidence and rigorous analysis to challenge misconceptions about wealth distribution, race and economics, minimum wage laws, and welfare policies. He explains how such fallacies arise from a fundamental misunderstanding of economic principles and argues that these myths often serve as the basis for counterproductive policies. By dissecting these fallacies, Sowell provides readers with the tools to critically evaluate political and economic arguments and to recognize the complexities of economic phenomena beyond simplistic narratives. Thirdly, racial issues and social policy. Thomas Sowell's work on racial issues and social policy offers an in-depth critique of contemporary approaches to addressing racial disparities. Sowell, drawing from history and statistical data, argues that many well-intentioned policies aimed at promoting racial equality have, in fact, had counterproductive effects. His critical examination of affirmative action, racial quotas, and the welfare state highlights how these policies often undermine the very objectives they seek to achieve. Sowell advocates for a focus on cultural and behavioral factors, personal responsibility, and the provision of opportunities rather than outcomes. This perspective invites readers to reconsider common assumptions about race, privilege, and the role of government in rectifying historical injustices. Fourthly, educational reforms and their impacts. Sowell's insights on education are pivotal within the Thomas Sowell Reader, where he scrutinizes the state of the education system and the efficacy of various educational reforms. Sowell critiques the public education system's monopoly, advocating for competition through school choice and charter schools as means to improve educational outcomes. He argues that many educational policies are driven by ideological considerations rather than empirical evidence, leading to a neglect of basic skills and knowledge in favor of social engineering. By examining the historical and contemporary impacts of educational reforms, Sowell urges policymakers and educators to prioritize student achievement and skill development, challenging the prevailing norms within educational policy and practice. Lastly, the importance of cultural values. A recurring theme in Sowell's work is the importance of cultural values and their impact on socioeconomic outcomes. In the Thomas Sowell Reader, he explores the role of cultural capital, attitudes, habits, and values inherited from one's family and community in shaping individuals' life chances. Sowell contrasts the outcomes of different groups, attributing variances not solely to systemic inequalities, but also to cultural differences. This analysis advances the argument that any meaningful attempt to improve social and economic outcomes must consider the role of culture alongside structural factors. By emphasizing the significance of cultural values, Sowell challenges readers to broaden their understanding of what drives economic and social dynamics in diverse societies. In conclusion, the Thomas Sowell Reader offers a fertile ground for anyone interested in economics, social policy, and the intricate dynamics of race and culture. Sowell's clear, concise, and often counterintuitive insights serve as a rigorous primer for critical thinking in the modern world. This collection is particularly beneficial for policymakers, economists, sociologists, and the general public, providing a holistic understanding of complex issues through the lens of one of the most important conservative thinkers of our time. Whether you agree with Sowell's viewpoints or not, the Reader promises to offer a challenging and enriching perspective on the role of government, the nature of economic systems, and the fabric of social order. Engaging with this book can significantly benefit one's life by fostering a deeper understanding of how individual responsibility and free market principles contribute to a prosperous and equitable society. If you would like to support Thomas Sowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.